Blog Talk Radio.
Red.
What's up?
What's good?
Big Red. What's up? Chilling. What up, everybody? It's Big Red, Brother B, with another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, y'all? Hey.
What's up?
How y'all doing? So, sorry I was a little delayed. And if you want to be honest, so I just finished cooking. And, yo, I was like,
what you made?
Well, you know, I made some lamb. And I made
hot dog.
Salad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so. All you hear is, I didn't get to eat mine yet. But, you know, other people got forks and things scraping on plates right now.
Scraping.
Sound crazy. So it's all good. It's all good. But what's up, Brad? What's the deal? How you doing?
Well, it's good. Just maintaining this world. This place we call Earth, which I think sometimes I'm not on Earth. I think I'm on another planet. Because, things that are going on, it's kind of scary.
If you were on another planet, it'd probably be more peaceful. You know, we got some interesting things to talk about tonight. And I just find it interesting that we even have to like go there with certain things, but you know, I mean, it just makes for, you know, good conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Right, absolutely.
And it boggles the mind sometimes about, you know, certain things that happen. So, you know, once again, before we jump into it, it is Big Red, Brother B with The Menu, Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. And we are on Facebook at The Menu, Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Drop comments, show ideas, you know, things of that nature. And we can't set it off until we get when we introduce her correctly. The non chicken eater. You know what I'm saying? The non chicken eater, use the cornball defeater. The mashed potatoes with extra butter. My homie from another mother.
I do eat it with extra butter too. That's true. But whatever. It's all true.
Lady T in the house.
Hey, y'all. You got to be
what's up, Lady T?
Tell me if y'all can hear me or not, because my phone has been messed up all day. Okay.
You got you.
I hear you.
You want.
Okay, good.
We got you. Yep. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I wanted to call in last night. I had to the Absolute Truth Show. Our family on Blog Talk Radio. That's the Hot
Mug,
Sean Black, Lady T, and K Dog. I heard it was popping a little last night.
It was informative. So
I got in the zone last night. It's a mixtape that I listened to this DJ. I'm going to just tell you this. It was a good night last night. Sorry. It was a good night last night. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he plays a lot of slow jams.
Okay.
So, get the message.
That.
we get the message, all right? slow jams. No problem. We get it. It was a nice night. Howling at the moon. We get it.
Oh yeah.
I just hope you wash your hands.
Just wash your hands.
Let's just jump right in to our first portion because, you know, the second portion is going to be a little extra. So, should parents be held accountable for their children's actions?
Okay. Who wants that?
Red, Lady T, who wants that?
I'm going to let the grown-up set it off. I'm still a little kid.
Oh, my God.
So who was
so sad?
So somebody responsible for you then.
Now I'm going to let y'all set it off. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, so should parents be held accountable for their children's actions? I think that they should, but I think it may be depending on a situation, but I'm more leaning to what I think they should. Once again, you're raising this child. But see, parents these days think that everybody else is supposed to raise their child. They think the teachers are supposed to raise the child, the principal is supposed to raise the child, the after-school person. You know, they think that everybody else is supposed to raise this child. Now, nothing wrong with, like I said, it takes a village. We all know that. But nurturing and all their teachings, rules, and regulations and stuff, that comes from home. That comes from home. You had this child. You gave birth to this child, and you just can't give birth to a child and just say, okay, I'm going to just let you do what you want. No, because they have to go into society one day. And I tell my children and anybody else that's having children at this time, you're not just raising children. You're raising them to be adults. And you can't sit there and say, okay, I'm going to just let this child do what they want to do at home. And then when they get out there, when they got to go to school, or just talk about when they're starting school and then they're doing certain behaviors, you just want to keep excusing it. No, they have to learn that there are rules out there. They have to learn that everybody's not going to tend to you like your mom or your dad or grandma or whoever. You have to go by rules. You have to sit down. If you need to go to the bathroom, you can't just walk up and go to the bathroom. No, you have to ask the teacher, hey, raise your hand, can I go to the bathroom? So when things, you know, when children do things, yeah, the parents should be held accountable because what are you teaching them from home? Unless that child has some type of mental issue or something like that, and even then, held accountable because you know what, take care of that before they get out into society. Take care of that first. So that's what I have to say a little bit. Somebody else can.
Well, my thing is, what parents are really out there nowadays? I mean, all of this. I mean, sometimes you got to ask the question: is there still a two-parent household? Is there a one-parent household? I mean, how many times do we see kids on the streets 3-4 o'clock in the morning? Where are their parents? Do they even have parents? Like sometimes it seems like it's a parentless society. So it's like, who do you really get at when it comes to it? Because nowadays, some parents don't want to be parents anymore. They want to do them.
Right.
You know, they feel that it's more important to, you know, I got to go hang out. I got to do me. You know, he's 10 years old. He can make his own sandwich. Or she 9 years old. She can do her own thing. You know what I'm saying? That's not the case. Like, I don't know why some people seem to think that we are not supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to raise your children.
Right.
Like society has gotten to the point where it's like, what's the purpose of raising them when it's TV and everything else?
Mm-hmm. So I'll say this. Now, you're saying about a two-parent household. I'm sorry, ladies, for you. Hold one minute. This ain't about a two-parent household, but guess what? There's a lot of children that are still out there, or I'll say teenagers and young adults that are doing this, and they got two parents in the home. Mom and dad work. They got a house or everybody got a car or whatever. They have the two parent thing going on, but the child still is doing X, Y, and Z. So now what do you say Or how does that go when you have two parents, mom and dad is in the house, mom and dad is, you know, working, I don't know what kind of house, but mom and dad is in the house, they didn't, you know, they there, and the kid is still doing what, you know, mischievous things, or they're not acting up, you know, they're acting up in school or whatever it is. So what do you say about that?
I think
I
you
could
need
actually
to have the
speak
athlete.
To that.
Go ahead.
I could actually speak both to a certain extent. So one thing about I'll get back to the two parent household in a second, because I could give you a few examples that I lived through with that.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the case is, I feel like it's up to the parent to teach the child life goals, manners, and so forth. By the time the kids get to a certain age, I see this especially dealing with kids in the school system. By junior high school, they're misguided, and they have to redirect themselves and find what they need to find out by the time they get to high school. So it's a certain process when you're talking about kids and things like that and raising them. And it's not always for the parents to be blamed, but it's always for me for the parents to take responsibility, especially when you see a child going off course. Don't have the schools just telling you, oh, he needs medication, oh, he's this, he might be have ADHD and all of that, because they misdiagnose kids also. Kids, some kids just want to talk to someone to mentor them and so forth. And growing up in an age where we grew up in, we were fortunate to have grandparents
aunties
and so forth
to,
you know, guide you and so forth. So these kids, this day and age, we can't compare how we were raised to how they were raised, because they don't have it like us. They have parents that are going out there to work to make sure they keep a roof over their head, and might be working two jobs where maybe now the grandmother or the auntie is doing that. But it's up to you when you get home. You need to make sure, did my child do their homework or so forth? And if you can't, let's say, if you're not able to help them with their homework, there are after-school programs that can do that as well to make sure that they get their homework done. So it's not only the parents. I feel it's the school system. It's having mentorship and things like that. And you should be setting your child up from the day that they're born, talking to them about certain things. Don't think that they don't hear you, because they actually do. They'll hear certain words, remember certain words, and so forth. I feel like that open communication is important. And as far as, like, with the two-parent household, I grew up for a lot of my life with a two-parent household up until high school. But I got one parent that was very, very strict, which is my mom and to the book. And then I got my dad, knows about the streets, want to educate you on the next kind of life that you may live, because life ain't all peaches and cream when you step out there. You understand what I'm saying? So you're educated on other things. So to say, you know, two parents, they're trying the best they can. Everybody sometimes, to me, put the weight all on the parents, even though to me the parents should take responsibility, accountability, and make sure that they're also guiding their kids. When you see them, I don't care if it's the littlest thing, when they're off track with something. Let's say they can't spell right now, then maybe you need a speech therapist or something. But there's things available nowadays. So as far as the junior high school and stuff like that, we don't have guidance counselors out there like that anymore. It's a shortage of guidance counselors. So these kids have no one to talk to, like how we had our guidance counselor. The minute we misbehave, let's say we're chewing gum in class, oh, you got to go to the guidance counselor. Okay, great. You understand what I'm saying? You'll shape it up.
Yep.
You're tired of seeing this guidance counselor. They don't have that. They don't have anyone to talk to.
They don't have anyone to.
Yeah, so it's like kind of misguided, and then they'll get back on the right track. I have siblings that were same thing in junior high school. My mom's coming up to school all the time. And right now they're friggin' scholars with master degrees and stuff. So you get them back on track.
Right, exactly. Absolutely.
But getting them back on track, when it comes down to getting them back on track, when it comes down to getting them back on track, I mean, of course, we have all different types of parents. We have the parents that are hands-on, you know, very, you know, proactive, and then you have the parents that are reactive, and you have some of the parents that just really don't care, and parents that's looking for the school to raise them, and this, that, and the third. My whole thing is looking at the parents when these kids get into these situations, harming the kids, robbing the kids, killing the kids, doing all types of stuff, and then turn around and say, oh, well, he's a good boy, or she was a good girl. She's a good girl. I don't see, you know what I'm saying? Would you hear that? Because you always hear something like that when they're in cuffs. But where, but right. You know what I'm saying? Where was that? But where were you with that? Oh, he was a good kid before this happened.
But that,
you know,
also comes from a parent. That's all they see them as, a good kid. Brother B is a good kid. And then here you go, you in cuffs because you took, I don't know, a quart of water from the store. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, at that point, to me, the discipline still needs to come in regardless of whatever. Now, if they're constantly in cuffs and they're constantly going back and forth to prison, then that's a big problem right there.
Right. Exactly.
That doesn't have to do anything to me with the parent at this point. It's only what,
well, right, that's just doing them being hard at it. Them either, you know, just being hard at it, or they trying to follow the crowd. But I said it a couple of years ago. Sorry, ladies, but I said it a couple of years ago that, you know, like the TV, you know, TV, social media, friends and stuff, they have more influence over the parents now. Like, once again, like when we were growing up, because we didn't have all those things, but we still had little things here and there, like the videos and stuff like that, the rappers and stuff like that. But it's still like, yo, you listen to your parents. Your parents told you something. It was like, all right, grandma told you something about aunt, whatever. Somebody told you something. It was like, all right, I got to do what I have to do. You may have took you a couple of times, but you know, you did what you had to do. I ain't saying everybody was like that, but, you know, you did the right thing. You didn't let things influence you like that. But now, it's like, you know, this, like I said, the society, the social media, that is more of an influence than actually talking to, like you said, guidance counselor, a principal, teacher, your mom, your dad, whoever. They rather look on social media. Like I said, these young girls, they strive, oh, I want to be an IG model. I want to be a bottle girl. That, huh? Oh, I want to be a stripper. Look at Cardi B. She was stripping, and now she's making all this money. Are you kidding me?
When I was growing up, running away, and yeah, it's almost the same thing, though. Now that's what it is, but before it was running away and being a prostitute. A lot of kids would run away from home. You know how many kids you have running away from home? My thing is, they don't have as much outlets. They have more distractions as far as social media and things like that. They don't have the outlets that they need to keep them away from that distraction. There's certain schools that will not allow you to even turn on your phone. You have to turn it off because you have moms, dads texting these kids. It's like, are they here to learn or are they here to hear, is your day going good and this, that, the next? So even parents need a chill pill with certain things that they're doing to distract them.
True. Caller 9644, right. You're on the air with the menu. What's up? Hello? Caller 9644, you're on the air with the menu. What's up? Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Well, I guess if they're ready to talk, they'll step on it. But I get where you're coming from. But we live in different times. You know, when we were growing up, there was this pagers, and, you know, if something serious happened, you know, they would just call you into the office, things of that nature. Now, you know, you got people out there that are actually, like, really concerned about kids, whether it's their mother, father, cousin, aunt, grandma. I mean, they want to make sure their kids got to school on time. They want to make sure they're at school. You know, there's certain things that they just want to make sure that, you know, that everything is on the up and up. I mean, I understand what you mean. Like, no, they don't need to have phones in school. They don't need to be, you know, have the distractions and all this and that. They don't. But, I mean, it's out there. You know, it is what it is for now. But one thing that we didn't have, and before we go to call the 9644, if you're on the air again, one thing that we didn't have was the big influence of agencies like ACS in the home, telling parents what they can and can't do. Now, do you think that bears some type of issue on how parents are raising their children or trying to raise their children nowadays when you have someone coming in saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that? Because, all right, there's a big difference between abuse and there's a big difference between you being disciplined or getting your ass kicked. Now, before this big emergence of ACS with, you know, taking these high-profile cases and try to flip them into something that, you know, is not all across the board for everyone. I mean, listen, I never get my ass whipped with the belt. I'm sure there's other people on this line and listening to the show and never getting their ass whipped, whether it's a belt or a switch,
yep,
or a shoe or a flip-flop or something.
No more wire hangers.
Yeah, you know what? The thing is, that doesn't mean, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean everybody's out there murdering, killing. I mean, yo, you've got a discipline from home. And I think that's been taken out of the parents' hands. So,
yeah, but that's a good point that you brought up, Brother B, with the ACS as far as that going. Because don't forget, these people are also employed with ACS to get that money and to get your kids. You understand what I'm saying? So, they're not there for the kids' purpose, really.
True.
Yep.
So, all right. 1944, you ready?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Who are you speaking to?
All right, man. How you guys doing tonight? The first time I called in, I guess my phone was tripping, man. How you guys doing tonight?
We doing
okay. All right.
Fine. We're okay.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Jay, man. I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, how you doing? Oh, Georgia. One of my favorite places on the map. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful,
so
man.
Yeah, most definitely. So what do you think, brother? What is your opinion on this?
Well, what I would say is that, you know, I seen the title of the show or whatever, so I called in. But what I would say is that, you know, everything starts in the home, right? Could you guys agree with this thing? Like, everything that happens with children starts in the home, right? So the mother and father, you know, but there's a few different scenarios, though, right? If the children are raised by a single mother, then they're going to inherit her anger. They're going to inherit her emotional state by nature. You know, they're going to inherit that because the father ain't there to protect them from it. And if you have a father and a mother in the home and the father is weak to the mother, he's a weak man, then the kids will still inherit their mother's nature. So what I would say is that when you have these situations, when you have single mothers that are doing the best that they can, but by nature they have these certain flaws by nature, though, but they do the best that they can to raise their children because the weak man ran off, right? That's a problem. But when you have the situation where the man and the woman's in the home but the father's weak, it has the same effect, right? So then I would tell people, though, like, you need to look at this thing. You need to look at that situation and understand that that's what we're living in right now. We have a generation full of very emotional kids that don't believe in hard work. They don't believe in going out there and working your butt off for, like, crumbs on the table. They don't believe in these things that we came up with. They don't believe in working yourself from the bottom up to the top. They don't believe in this anymore because they've identified their mother's identity. They've adopted it. And it wasn't the mother's fault. You know, because like I said, when you got a weak man that leaves a woman with children, they do the best that they can. But by nature, their nature, she ends up imposing her identity on them without her even knowing she's doing it. You dig what I'm saying? Because women by nature, they're emotional and they have anger inside of them probably because of a weak man. So therefore, you know, it's a trickle down effect. And I would like to tell people, though, that you got to take your family. You dig? Like, you could be this, you know, and women always tell me that there's such thing as a strong woman. And I'm like, no, there's no such thing as a strong woman. It's just weak men right now. It's very weak men in the world. So, therefore, women feel like they're strong. You know, women feel like they're powerful, so they're passing all these laws to control men, all these things. But, dude, it's like men are just weak. It has nothing to do with that because if a child had a mother and a father in the home that knew what was right, you dig, and they thought logically, though, like the children would grow up and taught them what's right. The children will grow up to be fine. But the fact of the matter is, though, like they either influenced by the mother or they're influenced by a mother and a weak father. So, therefore, their perception of the world is different because they have nothing but weakness in their life. So, therefore, that's a big problem. And I don't think nobody discusses this enough because it's a hard thing to do to look in the mirror and say that by your nature you might have some flaws. You know what I'm saying? It's a hard thing to do that. You know, does that make sense?
Well, before K-Dog, what's up, K-Dog, steps in. I get where you're coming from. Because, all right, it's a lot. A mother raising a child or children alone is a lot. And, you know, sometimes it can bring out the best in people. Sometimes it can bring out the worst. I don't always think that there's any malice, like true malice. But sometimes the weight of the world can be a lot. Yeah, I agree. We do have a lot of weak males out there. I can't call them men because they don't deserve the title of being called men. Any male that abandons his responsibilities to his home and to his family, you know, whether you wanted that or not, that's yours. You got to carry that bag. You know, it takes two to tango. So, you know, it is what it's going to be. I think we do have a serious problem with the males nowadays. I think they have become too emotional, too caught up in their feelings. And I think some of them are becoming more, I have to say it, like, but more feminine than men. The thing that makes us who we are as men is we take some of the emotional factor out. Like, we don't really
show nature,
that.
Right?
We don't put it on. Yeah, it's kind of our nature. It's our nature to be this, and it's a woman's nature to nurture and be
a man's nature is to be logical and overcome situations. A woman's nature is to become emotional and get emotional about situations and angry about them. A man is supposed to be there to teach them how to be logical and overcome their anger and emotions. That's our roles, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, right?
Well, I think...
I think we can,
you know what the problem is? I think both, we can do both. But I think a problem is that we're stepping on each other's toes. Because there's logic that comes from both ends, from a male, you know, and a female. But once again, I think men are overstepping their boundaries when they come to certain aspects. And I think women are too. I think the balance has been disturbed a little bit because we're stepping into different roles, and everybody has their own lane.
A lot of it.
Yeah, there should be. As we grew up, there was like two lanes in life. Now people have created six lanes, seven lanes,
and it'll never work.
It's starting to make traffic. You know, if you get where I'm coming from, but
yes, sir. They're making a lot of emotional noise these days. Yeah, a lot of emotional noise and trouble. It's nothing serious.
But before we go to Lady T, K Dog, what's up? Speak your piece, buddy.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing tonight? Hey, man, doing good, brother, doing good. All I got to say is that when it comes to the parenting, especially when it comes to the responsibilities of parents, yes, the mother is there to nurture, the mother is there to raise the child. And also, since we're talking about the male, unfortunately, what's wrong with a lot of these males is the fact that too many of them have they start ego tripping, or they feel like, you know, when they get caught in an act of doing something such as, you know, stepping out of a marriage or stepping out of a relationship, what they do that's wrong about it is that they don't step up to be a father to the child. You know, no matter what goes on between you and the mother, remember, you're that child's father. And when you go ahead and disappear from that child's life, you're not hurting the mother, you're hurting your child. And it's selfish.
Yep.
Like, I ain't trying to deal with her. I'm not trying to deal with her. And, you know, they go around like, oh, well, I have a kid. Yeah, I have a kid out there, man, but, you choose not to go ahead and see that child. It's your choice.
That is so true.
And it's the sad part about it. Now, a child needs his mother. Yes, a child needs his father. But that male figure in that child's life, when you turn away from the child is going to sit there like, wow, you know, all I know is my mother. But I will say this. Being that the man steps away from the child, the mother takes on the role too of being, you know, a strong figure in the child's life, because even though she's a female, but don't take it away from her that she's not strong enough.
They do the best
because
they can.
She is. Yeah, they do the best
they're
they can.
They're not men.
And
women forgot that.
But, right, they're not men. True, they're not men, but they step up And there has been many cases of a lot of men who say that, well, growing up, the only person I knew was my mother, and my mother taught me how to be a better man, even though she's not a man, but she taught me values.
Yeah,
and those are the values that I grew up with.
They have anger. A lot of the people that say they have emotion, they're very emotional men, and they get angry very quick. You ever notice that?
Yeah, true. True. There are some very emotional men.
I've dealt with it myself, brother.
Yeah, but that don't always have to do with the woman.
That doesn't have to do
with
the mother.
That
doesn't have to do with
the mother.
It absolutely does. She
how
can't help
that? Because
the mother can't help what she does. By nature, she's emotional and she has this anger for the man because the weak man left.
Okay, but you ever stop to think that maybe the young man or the man is a certain way because of society? It don't have to be just necessarily the mother.
No, ma'am. If you got good parents in the home, if you got a strong family in the home, then your kids will not grow up to be like that. If they got a father and a mother that's real women and men, they wouldn't grow up to be like emotional and angry about and overreact to situations. They would overcome things and they would be able to see a strong father figure in the home correct the mother when she tries to impose her anger on the children. You know what I'm saying?
And once again, you're probably right about that.
I think where he's coming from is the point where you have women out there as well as men who blame their relationship. Put their relationship on the kid. Whatever goes wrong in the relationship, they put it on the kid. And, you know, I've seen it before, but I've seen it on both sides. You know, fathers get mad at their kids because things are not working out. Women get mad at their kids because things didn't work out. And I think it's wrong. I think it's too much emotion on both parts. I mean, you're supposed to be an adult. And you're supposed to know better. Like, your personal relationship that you have, if it didn't work, that's one thing. But the business of raising a family or taking care of your kid is something else.
And that's your responsibility.
And,
do you believe men should
have
emotions? Do you guys believe in that? As a man, do you believe men should have emotions?
Can I speak to it?
This is a good conversation.
It's a very good conversation. Certain things that you said I agree with, but it comes down to the individual. It's based on the parent. Not every single woman, and this is something that guys keep thinking, when a guy leaves them, that we're holding these emotions and anger towards them. Not every single woman does that. So women, yes, we are supposed to be emotional, but yes, we can be strong at the same time. And that's
strength. There's no such thing as that.
But
if men were strong,
is.
You wouldn't consider yourself that.
So we're supposed to be weak and what? Just describe what you think a woman is.
No, you're not supposed to be weak. No, you're not supposed to be weak. It's just when you have a strong man in your life, you don't have to be strong. You don't have that void to feel where you believe that you're strong. The man fulfills that for you as a good role model. So therefore, there's no such thing as a strong woman. It's just weak men. If men were strong, women wouldn't feel like they do today because everything's out of whack because men are weak. So the whole thing is falling to hell right now. You understand?
Okay, so going back to the emotion stuff, with the woman supposed to be emotion, it takes those same emotions of not getting angry at that man to make sure you raise your kid without that anger. My mother was one of those parents.
When a man's there, he's
no,
able
this
to help
is without
the woman
a man
overcome
there.
Her anger and emotions. No, but I don't believe you then, because it's not real.
I'm telling you what it is.
No, there's no need to get upset.
Hold on.
I just wanted to finish explaining it.
Now, you see, and this is one of the prime examples that I can really flip real quick on everybody. And the thing is, this conversation, the topic is parents, should parents be held accountable for the actions of their children? And what I'm
saying
for the
to actions
feel
of
that,
themselves, Brother B, also.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It looks like sometimes we have to re-ask the question, can parents be responsible for themselves or for how they conduct themselves in front of their children to be these type of role models for their children?
Not if their parents wouldn't, right?
And that's the point that I was going to get to.
Well, but the whole thing he keeps is, saying right. that because the woman is emotional, that the child is going to automatically be like that or whatever. And once again,
yes, ma'am.
That's not necessarily, but that's not necessarily true.
No,
but that's not necessarily true. Because what if the father? What if the father's an emotional person? What if he's emotional?
Then he's a beta, but he's not a real man. Then he's a woman in the mind. He looks like a man, but he thinks like a woman. Yeah, that's not real. Men don't
okay,
do that.
So he's not a real man. He's a woman in the mind. So one thing
yes,
is you're saying that men are not supposed to have any type of emotion. They're not
supposed
to have any kind of type of emotion at all.
Exactly. Yeah. Men are supposed to be logical and overcome things. They don't react. They don't get emotional about things. They don't have that. They just overcome it. They see what's right and they do it. They overcome things. They don't get emotional.
And now, do you think that maybe that might make somebody angry? I think that may make the person's guy angry as well.
But hold on.
Well, beta males
get
angry very quickly, like women. Yes, ma'am, you're right about that.
But
beta males do that all the time.
I think he has a point, though. I think he has a point when it comes down to talk about, you know, with men overreacting and the emotional state right now. Because technically, their emotional state is most men nowadays, most males nowadays are not equipped emotionally, physically, or even economically to take care of their so-called family. They're not, because they're not manning up to the job. So we got to kind of point fingers. I can point fingers in both directions because I've seen both sides of the spectrum, but, you know, individual cases vary from, you know, situation to situation. But
no,
I
men,
think
men and
have
women are the same.
But I can
board,
say
man.
That, but that's
no,
not where he's going
no.
with that.
Well, I know.
I can say
I
that.
Yeah,
you say
that,
but that's not where he's going with.
I know where he's going, but the whole thing is this. Once again, you can't put everything logic in terms of like a man being like the main one that's logical. If that was the case, then what would be the purpose of woman?
The purpose of woman
women,
is to play her role and love the man so that he can bring her into a peaceful state and help her overcome her anger
case.
And emotions. That's
if
and
that
so they can raise
that,
their children.
So you're
that's
trying to say once again that a woman can't be peaceful on her
exactly.
own, but she needs
a man to make her peaceful. No, ma'am, not unless you've been reborn again. No, ma'am, not at all. Not at all.
Let's get back to the topic, and let's get back.
Okay.
You know, everybody agree to disagree. But I think
absolutely.
Once again, it's to me, I call BS on all parts. Because nowadays we're not doing the job that we're supposed to be doing and taking care of our children as we should. Once again, of course, I will say to Lady T, individual results may vary. If all things don't pan out the same. But if I can be harsh for a minute, like I said, I call bullshit. I call bullshit on both sides. Women are not doing what they're supposed to do in some cases, and men are definitely not doing what they're supposed to be doing. If the man stuck his ass where he's supposed to be, then the woman wouldn't have to play two roles.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Women,
you're right.
if there were women out there that were more, with some women out there who were more, I would say, for the lack of a better word right now, more family-orientated, and I said, like I said, for the lack of a better word right now, maybe you would have maybe that male would man up more and do what he's supposed to do. So it's 50-50. There's no one person doing the wrong thing. But once again, as I stated before, because we need to go back to that point, you have other things in play. You have a system that doesn't want certain types of people in their homes and their family structures to thrive. Once again, let's bring in ACF. Now, I think, Lady T, you had something to say about ACF. To those who were not privy or do not know what ACS is, if you mind breaking it down, Lady T? Hello?
Oh, no.
Lady T?
He's texting my girlfriends about the conversation right now.
Wait a minute.
I don't think so. This is that, you know what? I see it. Like,
wait a minute. I think there's a technical problem here. There's a technical problem.
No, can y'all hear me?
What's anything called?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I know you said your phone was messing up before. All right.
I had told y'all that in the beginning.
Yeah.
If it does, let me know.
Okay.
Because then I could just hang up.
Oh, yeah, I got you now. Finish what you had to say, and then the whole thing with ACS, please.
not what I have to say right now. I think y'all summed that up and went back to the, you know, the main topic or whatever. Everybody had their opinions. Everybody is entitled to their opinions as far as that goes. But you can go back.
Okay. No, but yeah, I wanted to do that whole ACS thing. We was about to bring that up before. We were talking about how
ACS. You were saying something about ACS?
With ACS, as far as they used to work before, now there are more people employed with ACS. They have quotas to make and so forth, just like any other, you know, city job and things like that. And my question is, do you guys really think ACS is for the kid and the household as they would have been back in the day where they would have, you know, gave you certain instructions that you can do and give you certain numbers that you can call to go get the help that you and your kid may need and things like that before they took your kid away?
You know, I'm going to tell you that. No, because you know why?
Administration for Children's Services.
Yeah, to those that
don't
know,
I really didn't understand what it was. I'm sorry. I had to ask.
Someplace else that maybe calls something different.
Child services, period, and that's across the board thing. But I don't think back, like, years ago, I think it was more people cared more, the workers cared more, the administration cared more. I think everybody cared more, and I think it was a little, I'm not going to say a little less, maybe a little less cases, but see, what the problem is now, everybody's overworked. It's too many cases. It's way too many cases.
And something else
and
I just want to say
to you. I'm sorry, that one person that's assigned, they probably got 10,000 cases. Listen, sometimes, you know, I'm not saying that it's right, but if you got that one person, they can't look oversee everything and every child and everything they're supposed to, but they can't if they're overworked. I'm going to just say it like that.
Well, I think the educational system used to run better when men were the principals and vice principals, and now that women taking over the educational system, it's went to hell in a handbasket.
The women are actually in the educational system
boy.
Now, just so you guys know, in the educational system. Hold on, I'm going to speak to this, because the whole thing with ACS, back in the day, they used to just refer you to PINS, something called Person in Need of Supervision. You're putting your kids in PINS and not telling the parents what to do. And what it is a juvenile hall or something of that sort. Some of these kids already got lost in the system because the first thing their parents did was sent them to a juvenile center based on what the recommendations was back then. Now they do it totally different. They have all different branches of ACS and so forth. So to say that.
Right. So are women nowadays that run the educational system, are they just complaining about the kids or are they fixing the problem?
We actually don't run the educational system. We're not that far up yet. Other than being teachers. I'm positive. I'm in it. I could tell. I could speak to it. It's mostly men running it, and it's mostly men that are higher up. You'll probably have one woman, let's say, to 10 men that are in a higher position. We are not up there yet. And that's why we still strive to do better with that.
Wait, hold on. I got to ask. How is it that women are kind of like, you know, how is it women that are ruining the education system?
Okay, I would love to explain, sir. That's a good question.
Okay.
I would explain that. Well, the thing is, you know, back in the good old days, all right, when the men were the principals and men were the vice principals of a school, you dig what I'm saying? Things, you know, you didn't have the problems you have today. But ever since, you know, women, you know, we have a lot more female teachers than male teachers now. You know, we have a lot more female principals and vice principals than we ever had before, though. And now we see the educational system failing on a regular basis. Because of this, when a child comes from a single mother home, especially a young boy, and he's got the mother's influence at home, then he goes to school and most of his majority percentage of influence is by women teachers and women staff, that he's getting double the women influence in his life. So how could he ever become a man in these type of situations? And that is what blows my mind, and nobody seems to want to talk about these things. It's a big problem.
May I speak to that?
Well,
to the topic?
Hold on. All right. Wait. I'm sorry. Got to cut across, Lady T. Because if we have to throw another dart of blame, we're going to blame it on the men.
Yeah.
The men with the egos.
Weak men.
But see, that's the whole thing. It's still the men. And the men feel sometimes they have to.
No, don't categorize them together, brother. It's weak men and then there's real men.
I have to because
No, that's not true, though.
The weak men are in charge. The weak men are in charge.
Well, I agree
with
that.
You know how, you know, listen, the weak men are in charge from law enforcement to the military to the top of the White House. The weak men are in charge.
Yeah, weak men are 99.9% of the, yeah,
so,
I agree with
you. So how do you, so how do you shift the blame to women failing at whatever or causing the failure or whatever if the weak men are to blame? Strong men can't get a leg up.
I would love to explain on that. You know, okay, so what happened is, you know, when men feel weak, the women ended up believing in their minds that they were actually strong because they had to take on both roles. And whether it's in education or if it's in the workplace or if it's in the family, whatever, right? So the weak men are definitely to blame because if real men return to their natural state, women would not feel like this. You know, they wouldn't be so angry. They wouldn't be so emotional.
It's not going to happen.
No, it can't. No, it can't. No, see, that's the problem. Satan's telling people they can't do it.
It's not
going to
happen.
But it's very possible,
it's not gonna happen.
Dude. No, it
you
can't happen.
You know why it's not going to happen? You know why it's not going to happen?
That. Please tell me that.
Because
men ain't strong
men.
Enough?
Nah. You know, no, the males ain't strong enough. There's not
I agree
a,
with
there's
that.
More males than men.
But so who's going to be there to tell them to overcome that, man? I'm trying to do that. Who's going to be there to tell them to overcome this stuff?
Oh, listen. All right, let me ask you this question. What your female influence growing up in the household, you know, to have
I had a single mother, and she literally imposed her anger and her regret for my father onto me, though. I didn't see it at first, so I lived a very hellish and violent past, been to jail for all these violent things. But I realized that, you know, when I grew up, I was like, dude, my mother imposed her whole will on me, though. She was angry at my father. She was emotional by nature, so therefore she passed all this down to me. A man ain't supposed to act like this, though. I got the mindset. I got the idea
so
of my mother.
To say
and, sir, so that comes
your
from your mom.
Mad.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It's your dad.
Getting somewhere.
That's why.
No, it ain't just she was mad at my dad. My mom. My mother was just an angry person. Women are just emotional and angry by nature. Every
so
woman
just
gets angry very
angry,
quickly.
Okay.
Can I just speak?
They get very angry. So if you ever disagree with these women on the phone right now, I guarantee you they get angry in 30 seconds. You ever disagree with them?
No, not really.
We're not
going to
get angry.
Hold on.
Your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion because you lived that, and that goes back to where I said that's based on the individual situation. Now, what I really wanted to speak on real quick while we're on the topic, you asked about why aren't men or – hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, you said, you know, like with the school system and stuff, you have most men that are in the school system right now that are
that's
becoming
– That's a lie. Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm
all
living
right.
in it. I'm seeing. I'm dealing with it. Can I speak
working.
To it? Can I?
What,
I'll let everybody speak. Can
lies.
I just speak to this?
Oh
can
my
I
God.
Speak to this?
Speak.
You have
what,
them there, right. And they are counselors and so forth. They are mentors. They are guiding the youth, especially the
yeah,
men that are in the junior
men.
High school and so forth, where they know they get lost in the system right then and there. So you have the teachers in the school. Prior to this, I was dealing with marketing. I went into education for my child. You understand what I'm saying? Not for just myself. That's something that I've always wanted to do as being an older sister. So going into education, I even participate with the after-school programs. Then I still have to come home, teach my child. Because I'm teaching all these kids, I need to teach my child and instill the things that she needs as well.
Teach them what, though, is what I'm curious about.
What do you mean? Teach them life lessons.
All right, well, hold on.
You teach them.
I'm done with this topic because we got something else.
Well, it's
to
a good conversation.
Talk about.
Oh, my bad.
No, it's good in one way and it's not good because, like I said, I get where you're coming from. I'm somewhat, you know, I'm there with you.
This third and this, right?
Degree,
like, it's crazy, right?
No, it's only crazy because it sounds like a little bashing, you know,
yeah.
on the women's side, and I don't
want
the
females.
That's
how they
want
me to feel about it, so I don't talk like this. Yeah, I understand.
No. Listen, once again, you're entitled to your opinion. Once again, this is a menu. It's all about conversation here.
You know,
well,
everybody.
And it takes strong women on the show to make sure we're here. Hi, we're here. We're respecting your opinion.
You're not dealing with one tonight, though. The rest of them might be, but I'm here to tell you that you're very wrong.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
How wrong is, but if someone's working inside of the educational system, they have a knowledge
they're not wrong, brother.
They can't
be wrong
because
they're not know
how
to raise young boys to be men. It's not natural. It don't happen. I'm sorry.
And you know what?
Wow.
You're absolutely right. You have women out there that don't know how to raise boys to be men.
So when they teach a class
but
full
sad,
of
but
wait, young
but
wait,
girls
and
boys,
wait,
but sad,
what's going to happen?
But it's sad that there are males out there, once again, that refuse
yes,
to
sir.
Step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Whether they're emotionally, that's my biggest problem. Listen. Like going into our next topic, and we can play the blame game, play the color game, all we want to. But if you ask me, males nowadays, most of them ain't shit. But the whole thing is this: it takes a man to admit and to acknowledge his strength. And when I say his, I mean that loosely, because it's not just his. Because once again, there's a balance between when it comes down to men and women. One cannot exist without the other.
Men and women should think alike.
I didn't say think alike, because if we thought alike, then there would be no purpose in a male and a female.
Yeah,
we'd just be one. The whole thing is one complements the other. Listen, how many conquerors have you heard about in history that couldn't do shit without their women? You think Obama could have rose to the top without his women?
I've heard a lot of them.
I doubt it.
No, it's
for every
real.
King, there's always a queen.
Women back then, they used to love to be women. Now they think they're men. So it's a big transition. It got flipped
well,
backwards,
I mean,
right?
Well,
and we understand
that
point.
That's for those
but
women.
That's not
that's
where you're
women.
Going with the whole thing. We understand
no,
that
I'm
point
saying that men
society
are weak. That's my
made.
Whole point. My whole point is men are weak
okay,
to women
again,
feel like they're men.
We understand that. That's
my point.
See that the roles have changed. Like we say that all the time, but so that we see where roles are changing, where the women are acting, trying to act like males, and the men
not,
are trying to,
yeah,
you know, not trying,
it.
But being, you know, women, you know,
they're
emotional. We understand that. But who's doing it?
You said emotionally?
Well,
no, I said
well,
we
right.
see that the roles are changing. We see that. But once again,
yeah,
where you're going, but if you're trying to. You
what?
Huh?
The world shouldn't
huh?
change. They shouldn't do that. That's
you
all have
to
be right.
Right.
Wait, wait.
Yeah.
So whose fault is that? Whose fault
it's
is that?
We
have
man.
To
It's the men because when they get with women, you know, I always tell people that women are the sex dealers, men are the sex addicts. So when you have sex with a woman, she controls your entire life after that.
See, you keep going back to every time we go on the left lane, you go right back to the right lane.
You got men out there sexing men still in power.
No, that's not true, though. No, those men are just evil. No, there's no. No. Because why would they keep sleeping with women if they didn't like it? They're addicted to the drug. What are you talking about?
But you got
you talk about
you
these players that don't
vote.
Care about women, but they keep sleeping with them. They're addicted to the drug, my man.
Okay, well they sleep with dudes too. They poke dudes in the shop too.
No. Women are the sex dealers. Men are the sex addicts. Period.
Yeah, and they'll poke other dudes in the shop too. And that's how
women take control of men, brother, if you hear this. That's how women take control of you. And they know what they're doing
man.
When it happens, right? They know what they're doing. So, therefore, when you have
well,
sex
I mean,
with them
men,
before you're married
men,
to them, they do this
men,
to you. And it messes your mind up.
Men,
and they end up, they end up treating you like a son instead of a man. They don't respect you anymore.
Men know
yeah.
what they're doing.
You know, but you know what? It takes a real man. It takes a real man.
Yes, sir.
To know his lane.
I agree
to
with
know
you.
His lane and not allow that to happen. So
yes,
once
sir.
Again,
exactly. absolutely, 100%.
Where are they?
Absolutely.
Where are they? Because you know you have dudes that refuse to step up the plate. So of course, somebody has to, and here is the woman. Somebody has to step
I'm
up
here.
Because they didn't want to.
I'm
that's
here. Yeah,
your,
and I would do that. Yeah.
But you're that one. You're the one.
No, there's
one
a handful of us. I ain't the only one.
You're Listen, you're the one red Skittle in a bag of yellow. You're the one.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that,
sir.
And that's the issue. That's the issue. Very far and few in between. Because
you're
nowadays,
right,
there's a lot of dudes out there that are too lazy to step up to the plate, so women have to do it. Now,
no,
you
they're
want
too
to
scared
about,
because they're intimidated
about
by
power,
a woman. They're not.
Nah,
they're just scared,
you know,
of the
what
woman.
It is?
That's why they don't do
no,
it.
You know what?
They're scared,
you know,
that she's
going to
throw
some
the vagina off of the table and they have to sleep on the couch.
Nah,
cowards,
you know what it is?
My dude, straight
some dudes are being a little bit too bitchy and don't want
to
step into
they're
the main street.
They're addicted to the sex.
No.
They don't
want to
make the woman mad
because
she'll take sex off the
table. Not be responsible. That's what they really addicted
to.
No, when men make women mad, they take sex off of the table. And if you're addicted to it, they have control of your life at that point.
That means you're a weak man. That means you're a weak. All right, so that means you're a weak man. Because
not me.
Because
I don't live like that.
Dude,
I'm talking about everybody else. I don't live like that.
Yeah, listen, but that's but once again, if a man was strong in his position, certain things like that wouldn't trouble him. See, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
Like you're saying, you put it on the woman, but who gives way for the woman to do what they're doing? It's the men.
No, I think you misunderstood me, my man. I'm putting it on weak men, but I'm also blaming women for trying to take on the role of a man. They're both at fault.
Well,
yeah, they shouldn't be doing
it. Listen,
if a man would step up and be a man and take his responsibilities as a man, maybe the woman wouldn't be.
The women are finna get angry though, so you brothers better brace yourselves, because now we're done talking.
Nah,
here they
woman,
go.
So
we're
not gonna get angry.
Just watch what happens, brother. We just talk real. Watch what happens real quick. Just watch.
I'm women on here. Not gonna get angry at all.
Nope.
I'm glad you're listening. Thank you for listening.
That's what that takes strength, and that's my point.
I took the emotions out of it.
Yeah, it just takes
the
truth.
I took the emotions out of it. I disagree with a lot of. Yeah, I disagree with a lot of things on there,
but I'm not getting mad
because it's your opinion, and I'm also learning something from
your
opinion.
What did
you understand what I'm saying?
What did you disagree with me about so we can have a good conversation real quick? We're not going to disagree back and forth.
You're entitled to your opinion, and I respect that. So we got
to
go to the next topic.
I got to get to the next topic, and it's about the second shooting that we have in Texas from, I not point the finger, but another Caucasian officer. Who apparently got a call from a neighbor, went to the house on a wellness check. Him and his partner, I guess, were creeping around the outside of the house. The woman inside of the house playing video games with her nephew, heard something outside, decided to go get a firearm, legal firearm, that she had in her home. Cop shoots through the window when he sees her with the gun. So.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Was you guys there?
No.
So
no,
who told you this? Who told you this?
What?
Well, this is what was reported. We're just going off of what was reported.
Who reported it?
What's the problem?
Hold on, guys. Actually, hold on.
CNN, New York Post.
Oh Lord.
Guys, hold
CNN,
on. Can I see? What was there for everybody that doesn't know, it was a body cam that the cop was wearing and everything was on it. The Fort Worth Police Department.
Who gave you the footage?
The cop turned over the footage. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying who gave the footage to you?
Wait, hold on. I couldn't even finish. What's your point, bro? I'm sorry, T-Dog. What's your point, bro?
My point is, none of us was there. And we have a video camera footage from a body cam that was released to the news. I don't know who told you
and
about
what
it.
But
police don't release these things to civilians. They don't do that. So who gave you the footage? I don't know. They can crop. I don't understand what you. Who's telling you this? But once again,
I'm trying to find out what's your point.
My point is, how can you guys believe something that somebody told you without doing your own thinking first?
The same way we can believe what you're saying, and
you don't
been
have
saying
to believe what
night.
I'm saying. No, you don't have to.
Exactly. Exactly.
So do you believe what you're saying, or you don't?
Not, well,
so
actually,
you trying to
I'm
say that
trying,
made
well,
up.
Hold on. It's my turn. Listen, let's get something straight. I'm with you. I'm rolling with you. Freedom of speech, freedom of opinion, all that good stuff. But what you're not going to do is do this cross-contamination thinking, you're pointing blame, talking about this, talking about that, these conspiracy theories.
I'm just asking questions.
It's on the news, it's in the media, it is what it is. Now, if you choose
not to believe
it. It's
in the media, and it's true.
Listen, what you're saying, is true, because you're saying No, don't back down now. Like you
no, you guys said it was true. I said I don't believe it.
And why you were sounding kind of angry earlier and wanted to switch the whole topic from what it was
angry.
Supposed to be to how you needed to feel or how you wanted to feel, you're not going to do it again.
Well, I don't understand what you mean. I haven't been angry the entire
Of course, yes, you are, sir. Sir, yes, you are. You are.
You're trying, I'm angry?
What you're trying to do is this passive-aggressive. You're trying to do this reverse psychology. Let me tell you something.
Oh, okay.
You're
a psychologist. I got you.
You're rocking with the best, though.
I got you.
So if you want to go that route.
No, we can go that route.
You want the monster or the beast?
You want to do that?
You want the monster or the beast?
We can do that right now.
We can do it.
Okay, well, you want to unlock
it.
We can have a good conversation right now. You want to do that?
So well, I'm trying to have a good conversation, but you keep coming with this.
No. I mean, you're rambling on, but I want to have a conversation.
I'm not rambling.
You want to have a conversation or no?
I'm not rambling.
You
were
have a conversation
earlier about the blaming women, blaming this, blaming that, blaming everybody.
Right, well,
that
everybody spoke their piece. Right? They don't have to believe.
Not everybody spoke their piece. What you wanted to do
was
speak
actually.
Your anger. And you wanted to
blast. Everybody spoke their piece.
Most of the time,
I'm
heard with more than anything.
Now you're getting angry.
So now what we're
going to
do.
Feng Shui in the show, my man. I don't understand.
Trust me, brother. You don't know angry. So once again, let's get back to the topic.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. Listen. Once again, what is this?
So can we have a conversation, or are you going to continue to carry on?
Like
what are we going to do right now? What are we going to do?
The cop shot through the window. So,
exactly. So,
K-Dog, what's K-Dog? What's your take on this?
What's my take on it, man? You know what's sad about it? What's sad is that the cop didn't even identify himself as a police officer when he shot through the window, killing the woman in front of her 8-year-old nephew. That's the sad part about it. That child is traumatized. And we hear this once again. And this time the police chief is like, you know, we were going to fire him anyway, but like the coward did, he quickly resigned it. He quickly turned in his badge. But he's being charged with murder.
But I think he's
being
probably
charged with murder.
Lady T,
and that's the
your thoughts on
about it.
It.
Go ahead, Lady T.
Lady T.
Just going back to the y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Just going back to the camera footage. That's a legit camera footage that they showed. The police department spoke on the footage that they released. And from the footage that you see, her front door was open. There was a screen door. Then her second door was what was open. A neighbor was concerned. And it's kind of, I don't know how I feel about that, because sometimes we just have nosy neighbors, and now the neighbor's like regretting it that they even said anything and so forth. But then again, you know, people panic really, really too quick. And we're back to the whole point with the Dallas thing, as far as the Dallas shooting that they just finished a trial with, what was it, like 2 weeks ago? Was that fake, guys, or was that a real thing that happened with Dallas, with the cop being, guilty? Whatever the case is, it's the same lawyer that's taking on the case. So obviously he's familiar with this already, the lawyer that's from the, what's the Botham Davis family? Botham Jean, family. He's taking on this case because obviously he's familiar with it and already probably seen certain things. And one thing that I like that he did say, he said he prefers an independent company doing the investigation versus the actual Fort Worth department doing their own investigation, because he doesn't want any cover-ups and, you know, anything, anybody bashing this girl's
what
name
are these
and
independent
stuff like
companies?
That. Excuse me?
Who are these independent companies doing the investigation?
That's a suggestion that the lawyer made. They didn't announce it yet. Yeah,
so they're not doing the investigations? Okay.
So okay, yeah. Just in case you don't know, it's certain procedures. He's putting in his process so that he can get due justice.
So,
that's his
right.
point.
So,
he's following all
heard
the protocol.
Independent companies were investigating.
That
I
was his yes. That was his suggestion that he said he
right.
doesn't
so
want.
They're not doing
that, we don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
He said that just the other day. We don't know that as yet.
Gotcha.
That's something that he requested. He can appeal on it. You do know that if they decide not to. That's the purpose of him preserving in the court of law is what it's called, preserving that information.
I got to let Red go.
He is the lawyer. He's the lawyer representing the young lady. Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha. I got to let Red go. You next, sir.
I'm just going to say that it's a sad situation, and I don't understand how I'm trying to be calm. If there's footage of it and it's seen, I don't care what network it was on. I don't care who network is on. Once again, someone's dead at the hands of law enforcement for no reason. It's not like this person was a threat. It was supposed to be a wellness check. I've worked for 311 and 911. And a wellness check is a wellness check. No one's supposed to die after that.
Did she have a gun?
What difference does that make? What did I just say?
No, you said she wasn't a threat, but she had a gun, right?
Once again, like I said, a wellness check is a wellness check. Did she have the gun
right.
drawn?
Well, I agree with that.
Was the gun sitting on
in a
holster? Was it sitting on the table? Was it
sitting on
the desk? I'm
saying
that's
what I want to know.
Hold on, Red. Hold on, Red.
She's no longer a threat if she grabbed a gun.
Yo, you feel
about
that?
So you're saying, now, let me ask you a question. I didn't hear anything at all about her grabbing a gun. So where are you hearing that at? Once again,
you asked her,
were you there?
No, was you there?
You asked her the same question, were you there?
Hold on. I read that she heard a disturbance. Apparently from, reports, she heard a disturbance. I mean, she's a woman in the house by herself with the kid. She heard a disturbance. She went and grabbed a legal firearm. And she did what any legal firearm a person who has a legal firearm
exactly.
in the home,
that
and they said
that
somebody creeping outside.
She did exactly what they
right, and
to
the
do.
Officers did what they were trying to do was you see somebody with a gun that don't identify themselves.
No,
hold on, sir.
Wait a minute. Because obviously nobody on this panel must have saw the footage. It was a dark room.
Nobody did.
Shot first.
Very dark.
Well, hold on.
I don't know what you've been watching because that's the first breaking news.
I'm saying, where did you get the footage or where did you see it at?
Hold on. I got to get back to something you said.
This is not something that was just on the internet. This is on the physical news.
I think he's
CNN
and making this stuff out of their head. Like, nobody got time to do nothing else.
Okay.
Shit about their head. Sorry.
Sir, you said that the cop did what he was supposed to do?
If I'm a police,
on a non-emergency
Let me explain. I do what you guys don't do. I put myself in both people's shoes, right? So what happens is if I hear a disturbance outside, If I'm a woman at the house by myself, I'm gonna grab a gun. But if I'm a police officer and I see somebody with a damn gun in the house that looks like they're a threat because they see me outside, then they did what they had to do. We wasn't there. We don't know what happened. So how do
you
guys sit here and judge people that
you
don't know
what
about?
You act like you was there.
I'm saying, where's the evidence? And you saying the news footage of somebody put out. Who the fuck put it out?
What
who showed you this?
What do you mean, can I speak,
like
someone? Can I say something?
Okay.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
His body cam was released. It's his.
So who edited it and showed it to you? Where did you see it at?
What do you mean, who edited it?
Where did you see it?
Who wasn't edited?
You know what, sir?
I think you guys are wrong. Where did you see it at?
We saw it on TV.
What network showed you this? What exactly did you see it at?
Every single network was showing it due to the fact that
where did you see it at? All of them. Like, name it. Where did you see it?
Why don't you go on YouTube and look at yesterday's news? I don't do that. All right, so listen, we're gonna have to. You know what? Maybe they should have turned it over to you. I don't know. I think, for real, this guy really was here for the whole damn show.
I mean, damn, man. Sir, listen, look, I'm respecting people.
I'm just asking simple questions, and I can't get a
straight answer. No, you're not. Exactly, where did you see it? Nobody can tell me. They're forgetting the point that someone
was killed from the footage that they showed.
So how do you know what happened?
You know something? Listen to me, and listen to me good. How do you know what happened, too?
I don't. That's why I'm not talking about it like you guys. I don't know. You guys
and
are talking like you was in the room.
Well, you don't know.
Are you finished?
If you don't know something, ask questions.
Hold on. You said you don't know. So if you don't know, how could you sit there and say that the officer did what he had to do if you don't know what happened?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm going off what
just,
you guys
are
telling me.
I'm going off what you guys are telling me right now. If you can right now, while you're online, go to Channel 4, Channel 2, CNN. They will
YouTube,
show you the footage.
YouTube
it.
Get about YouTube because he probably don't trust
YouTube.
Go to the radio. Go to the news station. You guys have it all figured out.
You guys have it all figured out with that. Your sources are great.
That's what you act like. You act like you got it all figured out.
Why don't you say you don't know what happened? Hold on. I said it like three times.
And, sir, you know what? For a person who doesn't know, you seem to know a lot.
So you know?
Listen.
Do you know?
I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you. Do you know or you don't? Apparently, you have nothing else better to do with yourself.
Not tonight. I'm very bored, but you know or you don't.
And listen, I know that you're an antagonist. That's why you
probably have some simple questions, and everybody's like, you're an antagonist, and you're calling into my goddamn show.
You wanting to antagonize?
Yeah, I was bored tonight, and I see the topic
itself. Let me tell you something, sir. All these weak men that you've been talking about, you must be looking in the mirror, because a real man wouldn't do what you're doing right now. You wouldn't be trying to come on the show and just try to draw people. So can you answer the question? Do you know or you don't? There's no question to answer. Because you know there is. Do you know about it or you don't? It's a simple question to ask anybody.
But it's a simple question, my man. Do you know about it or you don't? It's a simple question.
Of course I know about it. I brought it up on the show.
So how do you know about it? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how do you know about it? I'm trying to figure out the situation.
The news.
And nobody won't answer nothing that I ask. It's like crazy.
I already told you that. I mean, are you not listening?
So what news are you talking about? You got to call them out. What news are you talking about?
I already told you the news. And if you don't
I didn't hear you. There was a lot of screaming going on. I didn't hear you. You've been living under a rock. Wow. He gave him a chance to talk, and he ain't hear us?
Damn, man.
I really did. There was a lot going on, man. I didn't hear. I'm sorry. I didn't catch it. I'm sorry. You know what I really think it is right now?
What I think it is, you're probably one of these, like, covert, work for the Klan type people, and you're trying to call in and trying to antagonize a bunch of black folks.
Exactly.
That's what I think you're trying to do. That's what you think, or you know that? Your purpose is to antagonize me, but I'm laughing. You think that, or you know that? I'm laughing. As a matter of fact, you're right. I know it. Because I
you
can
know
tell it in your attitude.
Well, that's very prejudiced to you,
all over
man.
The place. Your vocal inclination, the way you can...
Wow, prejudice. Wow.
That is very prejudice.
Look
who's talking about. You have no proof of this at all.
You've been biased. You've been biased all night. You bashed women. Now you're trying to question our integrity?
Absolutely.
No, you
must
be out
your
damn
mind. I understand where you're coming from. I can't help
it. And then you didn't start off like that.
Everybody freaked out. Don't worry about that.
Hey, man, do you take drugs or something? Man, do you smoke crack or something? I mean, come on, man. I
want
to see what you smoke.
I don't
want
that smoke.
Your mind is gone.
If you
Let's not stoop to his level.
Don't shift the conversation. Brother P, get back to it because somebody's life was taken, and that's what we're talking about. So no
exactly.
one's angry other than
yeah,
you,
but y'all don't know
and
what
we're holding this together.
Point.
Just forget it. You can go research that after or get on the phone and go research that. So you can go do that.
Are you
a detective?
Are you a detective, ma'am?
Are you a detective?
What are you?
No,
what
I'm not a detective. I don't know what happened.
You
guys say act like you know what happened. I was not
a
detective.
But are you a detective?
You don't know what happened.
No,
ma'am,
not at all. I'm a regular Joe that works a 9-to-5 job. That's it.
You act like you know what happened. You
I never said that. I don't know what
happened.
You guys talking about it like you know what happened.
But you're saying the same thing. You're saying the exact same thing like you know what happened. You wasn't there.
I don't understand what you're saying right now. You're so angry. I can't hear you.
Oh wow! Here we go.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
Really? Oh, I'm so angry.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, you're screaming.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm a woman and I'm mad. Hold on, Red. Red, you turned into a dude in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's talking to me that quick. This is what I'm talking about. This is crazy. That's what he wanted to do from the top of the show. Everyone kept it calm. Everyone kept it in their place because you're not a detective. We're discussing a woman that died. This is something serious. So regardless,
you
don't know what.
Talk about a situation like you know what happened when you weren't there. Are you a detective? That's what I'm asking.
In the same way that you just finished talking about all the situations on the topic and you was never there, okay?
Okay, so you really don't know, right? Because I really don't know what happened with you. I just believe it. So do you think what you know is true just because you believe it the same way I did? Right?
All
right.
Lady T, Red, and K-Dog, understand something. I think he feels that he's probably proven his point, so he's proud of himself. The fact that he feels that he may have gotten you all emotionally stirred up. But once again,
I'm not emotionally stirred up. Hold on.
Let me finish.
Brother B speak.
Let me finish. But once again, it always goes back to the male. The weak male.
So you proved your point, Brother B, at the top of the show.
Wait. The weak male who feels the need to do things like this, kick up dust to make himself feel superior.
I didn't do it, though.
This is why, sir, this is why we're not winning. This is what you
I didn't do it. Y'all did, brother.
You just shot your whole theory in the foot. The weak male who comes on
here
to
kick up
the dust to make yourself feel superior.
I was asking questions. No,
you
y'all weren't
asking questions.
Emotional. I didn't do
you
that.
Were trying to bait people. You came on here with intentions to
bait. So how can I bait somebody that won't take the bait? If you're
face.
A real man, you shouldn't have done
it
that.
Blew
so who,
up
who's
in
really
your
wrong
face,
here?
Sir?
Well, I
it blew up in
you
your face.
What do you mean by that?
If you were that strong, how could you ask the questions that you've been asking? How could you sit here and act like a woman didn't
give me an example. What did I ask that was wrong?
And then you want to turn around and make it seem like it's nothing because you're trying to prove some.
You
want to
play victim now. That's
what
from the psychology point of from the psychology
women play victim. That's what they do.
From the psychology point of view,
y'all definitely do that.
Yeah,
and y'all act like men. Y'all definitely
from
do
the
that,
psychology
yes.
point of view that you dropped at the beginning of the show, okay, I'm going to break it down for you. You do have mommy issues. You brought it on this show. We're not about that tonight.
We all
so,
do.
Big time.
Brother B, that's it. I'm done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we all do.
Absolutely. I said that from the beginning. But
yeah, so you brought that out to bring, you know, you saw the children's issues happening, and that's what you brought on.
How about
you
this?
You
got mommy and daddy.
Guess what? That you admitted it. You told us that on the show.
I mean, It has nothing to do with crazy, sir. In all actuality, we were
having a conversation. It's not crazy.
I mean,
we let you rock.
We let you rock, and you took it too far.
Okay.
You can't sit here and blame everything on women. You can't sit here and blame everything on women. And you can't turn around and sit here and say women are not logical.
Yes, you did.
You can't say. Sir, these shows are archived. So you can listen back
to
everything that you said in your quiet time.
The whole thing is,
you can't call a spade when you're a spade yourself. You can't do that.
I don't understand what you mean
by
that. What do you mean by that?
You don't understand anything. But
he don't understand.
But you want
to
explain it.
There's no purpose.
I don't understand.
No purpose. Listen, there's no purpose in explaining something to someone who doesn't understand.
How you know if I understand if you want to explain it, you keep babbling on, but
if you truly understood, you would have stopped your propaganda and rhetoric a long time ago. But
seems like you don't. You're not explaining yourself.
I do.
You're making all these accusations about me, but you want to explain why you think that. I don't understand.
Accusations?
You're the one who said
exactly.
You're
talking about your
childhood.
So could you guys explain what I
said
tonight
that
was absolutely wrong and critical? Could you guys explain this to me?
Oh, man, you said
we're
so
not here to answer your questions.
We're
here to finish off the topic. Someone was murdered. We're here to finish off the topic.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's the whole point. Someone was murdered.
Somebody was murdered.
Did you hear that? Somebody was murdered.
A young woman lost her life. A young woman lost her life. Again.
In front of her child. And you
you're sitting here saying you don't know.
Okay. Well you don't know.
Do you?
So we told you and then you act where? And then you wanted to attack where we got
right. I'm going off what you guys told me because y'all were the detectives.
Okay.
I was asking you guys. Y'all act like detectives.
We're not detectives, it's on the news.
Y'all sounded like
my name is Dick Tracy.
I don't care, but y'all act like detectives tonight.
Listen.
Well, I don't watch the news because I know what it does. Y'all can do that all you want.
Okay.
I don't do that. I don't watch the news.
Okay. So this is a kind of current event type of show also. We include current events in it. So
mm-hmm.
if you're not aware
of that,
now you know. So
I'm sorry
that's what it is. I'm sorry to hear that you don't listen to the news. So just don't listen to this part then, you know?
That's my bad.
So what do you listen to, sir? If you don't believe the news is good, you don't believe anything is good, internet,
you don't believe
whatever,
women are good.
Like,
what do you do?
That's a really good question.
Yeah. What is good?
I listen to God. And I listen to what He put in my heart. That's it.
Oh,
I don't listen to the word. Yeah.
Good one.
I see what's right.
Blame it on God.
Yeah,
no, I'm not blaming
him.
What do you mean by blame?
Your spirit is talking.
You're blaming it on God. What do you mean by that?
We're not here to answer those questions. You said it, so you can tell us what you mean.
I don't think they can answer it. What do you mean by
blame? Why don't you talk to God and see what He does?
I've already done it.
That's why I called him in tonight. I was trying to help you guys out. You know, understand something.
I think.
So you spoke to God already. He told you the answer.
No, God don't speak to me. He reveals. He don't. Satan talks to you. God reveals. He don't do that.
My spirit reveals to me too.
Okay.
My spirit's talking to me.
Like I said, I respect.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You know what you're saying.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you sorry to hear that? I respect where you come from,
yes,
Dan.
Yes.
I respect where you come from.
I'm
listening to that. I mean, the spirits. God bless you, sir. In your journey.
No, don't say God bless
me
when you say spirits talk to you.
Oh,
today, right?
Don't tell God bless you.
Wow.
I can't say
Satan
bless
you. But that's what you said.
That's hypocritical in itself, brother. Don't do that. You say spirits
talk to
you.
And you're hypocritical
in
yourself
on
this entire show.
My spirits talk to me all the time. Yep, they talk to me all the time. My spirits talk to me every day. Yep.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
You sound like a nice lady.
Yes, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't be
sometimes. Bro, can I ask you a question? Did you feel accomplished now?
Do you feel
no, not at all. I feel like I actually failed tonight. I couldn't get through to anybody. I feel very failed.
Oh, no, you didn't. You didn't know. No, you didn't fail. You accomplished something.
I'm sorry.
You know what you accomplished?
No, dude, I didn't accomplish.
You accomplished.
I actually wasted.
You accomplished.
How long have I been on here?
You
wasted about an hour of my life.
You accomplished.
Yeah, I tried my best.
You wasted an hour of your life. You just proved. Hold on. You just proved to me how I really can no longer have faith in humanity. You just
right.
really proved that to me, and I thank you. I thank you.
So what do you mean by
thank
that,
you
bro?
For calling.
No,
and
so what do you mean by that? Though?
Here we go.
Don't
and,
just say
and,
it and run
and,
from it. Like, what do you mean by that? Don't just say it and run from it,
brother.
What do you mean by
that? Run from it. Listen, I run from
yeah, so,
nothing.
So explain what you
and
meant when you said it.
That's why
what you mean
still,
by that?
I could have hung up on you a long time ago.
You should have a long time ago. I'm surprised you didn't. I really am surprised.
No, because
I'm a man.
You're entitled to your opinion. That's why he didn't hang up.
All right. Don't get no one over there. Calm down.
Oh, my goodness.
I like stuff. I like playing this.
I didn't hear nothing you said. You
Morgan
were screaming
Freeman,
in the phone.
Brad Pitt, Evan,
I said you
could
have hung up the phone a long
like
damn time ago.
Well, no, I was trying to get through to you guys. I didn't want to hang up. I thought we was having a good
conversation. Well, you know what?
Until everybody turned
you
on
got through to me.
Nobody turned on you.
Yeah, you got through to me,
you
sir.
Turned
you
on yourself. Say. Nobody turned on you. Listen,
I'm pretty good.
Right
I didn't
now,
turn
you
on.
Welcome
I didn't
to call
go
back
making all these accusations
as
about
long,
me.
As long as you can stick to the topic, brother,
I'm
you're
sure
welcome
you did.
To call back in anytime. You are welcome to call back, but as long as you stick to the topic, that's what we got to do.
See,
we got to stick
yeah,
to the topic.
Yeah, now
bro.
You lying, though. Now you lying, though.
Why am I lying?
Actually, not lying. How
y'all
is he lying?
Y'all do not want me to call back in
this
at all.
This was healthy, sir. Guys,
you're
stop.
Right,
seriously,
sir.
This was healthy conversation, and I don't think you understand that. Because there's a lot of people out
that.
There like
I
you. I don't think you understand
you're
that.
Call,
that's
you're call
that's
back
why
anyway.
You are welcome to call back.
Yeah.
You are welcome
yeah.
to call
back.
Why not? Why,
don't
why
tell me that if
you
don't mean it,
not
because I might do it.
Call back. But sir,
call back
like I said, as long as you stick to the listen, as long as you can stick to the topic, because we were talking about one thing, you kind of started switching into the weak women and the illogical women and the weak men and things of that nature.
That
but that's not really we. That's listen, it was cool, but it wasn't about the topic because there's a lot of things we didn't
oh,
get to discuss in terms of ACS trying to break up the
well,
home.
Well,
you know,
right,
the system trying
right.
to destroy
I didn't
the foundation.
Know the show was scripted. I didn't know the show was scripted. I didn't know that.
No, it's not scripted. But these are things that we talk, we talk about.
Oh, man, this is hilarious to me.
What's scripted about?
No, the show was scripted.
About topics
okay.
to talk about. There's nothing scripted.
I'm literally apologizing. I literally didn't know it was scripted. I didn't know. I just
it's
called it randomly, man. I didn't know the format of the show.
Why are you
well, now wait a minute.
Yep,
is there a format?
Right.
Absolutely, there's a format, but there's no
right.
script to it.
Yeah,
nobody reads
the
script.
I called it randomly.
If there was a script, then I don't know where you were reading from tonight.
I was
sure
reading from me, and it turns out that was a bad idea.
That's the way you felt.
You agree with me on that?
But
you agree with me on
listen,
that?
Listen, once again, listen,
oh,
brother,
Lord.
It has been a pleasure because we got less than 60 seconds to go. Thank you.
Y'all been fun. Y'all
for
have fun.
Calling
this
in.
Fun, man.
Yeah, listen,
yeah,
like
man.
I said, brother, you're
good.
Welcome as long as we can stick
this
to the topic.
Good.
You have a good night, Lady T. Big Red, K Dog, everybody, peace. Boop. Another one in the can.
Hey,
have a good
peace
one.
Out.
Peace
later.
Out, y'all.
Peace out.